All right, cool. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, we're over here. I'm expanding the estate, and it's in a little bit, it's a little, like, rough shape.
There it keeps growing.
I know.
So it's weird. I didn't think that my jelly was that powerful, but it brings all the people to the yard. Like...
Just gathers all the beams, to the yard. Is that what you said?
Yeah, all the bees. I said mutants, but bees as well.
Okay.
Royal jelly.
Yeah. We had to pause construction over here just to, you know, just as Trent was growing and as his thorax kind of encroached. But now that this sector,
who's Trent? You got another? Are you like queen bowl or something like that?
Trent is by no means the guy who recommended both. No. Derek.
Okay.
Yeah, as Derek's thorax stabilized, we had to pause construction, but when I came in, there was some water damage. All right.
Okay.
And I think that this is something we can exploit. We can probably say, like, oh, this is some kind of religious figure, some kind of pattern. It's a miracle. Maybe
Jesus
a picture.
On a tortilla.
Right. Exactly. Like this is a random mural of Derek killing Trent. You know, piercing him with his mighty world claw. But no, I've got it behind here. I want to get your interpretation now of what it looks like. So I'm going to open this curtain. And I just want you to tell me what this water stain looks like. Okay. Ta-da!
Oh, that is, it's actually very beautiful.
Mm.
I see kind of a landscape here, and there's over here. It kind of looks a little bit like a quarry.
Mm.
It's like a Guernica of construction equipment.
Yeah, it's like a Guernica triptych of construction.
Yeah.
But what's that
over
here? What's that on the center panel? It's like,
is that a kid?
Oh, he doesn't belong there at all.
No. Do we have a kid on site, Cole?
Fuck, Gary, we have a kid on site.
Fuck, no.
No.
Shut down before many people are killed.
Trent is displeased.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Yes, and this is an episode about kids on site. Thank you, whoever did this to us.
This is a real weird one.
Yeah. So this was recommended by Niall, who said, be sure to check out the hidden scenes, which we'll talk about the hidden scenes when we get there. They're very insubstantial, but I can just describe them to you.
Yes, because I couldn't get this to run.
No.
I did this on two different emulators and three different ROMs. And every single time, so one, I got to watch the cool Sega CD boot up thing, which I fucking love.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's just a YouTube compilation of all the, like, system boot up things, but boy, do I love those. And then it switched to the Sega logo, and I never really realized that it kind of looks like Sonic. Like, Sonic, like, shakes his fist and a bunch of spum, like, comes out of his fingertips. Like, he's like, he has to, like, shake out the magic out of it. It's real weird. But it froze at the end of that every single time.
It's like Jiz-Z.
I couldn't. Who's Jiz-Z?
Yeah, it's like Jay-Z, except instead of like brushing it off his shoulder, he's flicking the jizz off. Flicking the jizz off.
Yeah,
it was a bit of a stretch.
No, it's okay. I was trying to come up with a portmanteau for Beyonce and jizz, and decided just not to do that.
Yeah,
I reconsidered that choice like partway through that thought sentence. So I couldn't get past that. So I just ended up watching the long play of it. Which is like the most boring 45-minute movie you've ever seen in your life.
It's like a quantum exploration of like all of the possibilities around a decision that a child would make given this tremendous power.
You get a kid on site, what's going to happen?
So this is a digital images or digital productions. The same people who did Night Trap.
UDirect. UDirect production.
Yes. Digital Pictures is what it's called. They also did a lot of the like the Make My Video stuff, Crisscross, sure. Marky Mark, all of that. Corpse Killer, like if it was FMV in the Sega Saturn era or Sega CD, then you bet
these guys had a hand in it.
Kevin Welsh and Tom Zito, they rule this town, Gary.
This is very similar. It has kind of the cadence and production values of something that's very special that I want to cover on the network at some point, which is Bicycle Safety Camp, which I've talked about a bunch of times.
Yeah.
This is what's very that? Similar
I've
to
got
Bicycle
Safety. Spiders instead of fingers or something?
Yeah, that's I had spiders in my hone up.
Okay.
That's what that comes from. This is very similar to that. in kind of tone.
Yeah.
Except that, whereas that encouraged safety, this discourages it.
Yeah. Like this is probably been cited as evidence in some kind of,
yes,
in some kind of like malpractice.
One of the most irresponsible games. Like, why aren't there congressional hearings about kids on site? Yep. Like, Doom doesn't make kids kill people.
No.
Kids on site does.
Yeah. And so I think that there is kind of an inclination to look at something like this and say, oh, it is entertainment. It's video entertainment aimed at kids. This is going to have some kind of wholesome educational message. It's going to edify. It's going to leave them. No, this is just... This is encouraging kids to do the most irresponsible, unsafe stuff with heavy machinery. Like the educational content in this is, oh, this is a wrecking ball. It's a ball that wrecks things. I call it Betty.
Yeah. Yeah. Benny the wrecking ball. I wrote a poem about him. It's like the educational content though. It's not. So
it's not,
yes,
there's none.
Assume
it's
everything should be educational because it's for kids, but it's also about very dangerous things. Like, even in the title, like, you don't want to get a kid on site.
No,
that site should shut down. To stop kids from getting site on site.
Kids on site, : I guess we're done for today.
Yeah, kid on site. Murray, hire a fucking babysitter or you're canned.
What happened to this fence? Kids on site. Fuck you, Murray. You broke the fence.
Yeah. It's like having ants in the vineyard. Like, you just blow out the airlock and get rid of them because you cannot do any construction whether you're dizzy
or nuts.
Or the coffee break crew. You can't.
The Greek chorus of
those guys are great. The coffee break crew are my guys.
So I get the sense that that the kid is on site. The kid's a scab. Right. The coffee break crew, you know,
they're not striking. Yep. They're doing a sit-in.
Yep.
So it's a slowdown. You gotta get the kid in as a scab on site.
They're slow walking it.
Yep. And then this is the kind of work you get done when you just allow a kid to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, but like, also the kid can just like turn on the coffee break crew. Like, every one of these scenarios that you can do involves doing terrible things, not just to nuts, but like the coffee break crew are simultaneously cheering you on and also putting themselves very much in harm's way.
They no one has ever been less safe than they are than this in this video.
Yeah,
like the coffee break crew are gonna get it. It's like racially diverse group of construction guys. Nuts gets really hurt in cartoony way that, like, again, I don't know if it's because I'm old now. Like, the part of me that gets like really scared even prior to the news, when a kid would like be out near a zoo enclosure, it always made me nervous. Like, or if a kid's like by a ledge or something, I was like, no. Parents, I was a kid once. Like, don't do that. Like, don't let them be that. Like, it freaks me out.
Right.
This whole video, like watching it, was just like nerve-wracking, or not nerve-wracking. Like, I realize it's fiction.
It's not a horror.
But then the main thing that occurred to me was just like how unsafe it was. Like, I couldn't stop but just being like, oh, this is so unsafe.
like the production of it, not just like the fictional scenario that they're proposing.
Yeah. Well, the production of it and also the fictional scenario. Mm. Like, just kind of like, don't make a video game where kids are encouraged to like... go and like play with the levers they find inside this construction site at night.
Or don't make a video of a kid doing the most horrible thing to nuts that they possibly could. Can you imagine what it would be like to be rolled over by a steamroller?
It is, because I have thought about it a lot.
Yeah,
like, it is because of Roger Rabbit. So like, it would crush your feet. You wouldn't die, you know, like it would hurt a lot. Your skin would probably rupture because that stuff has to go somewhere,
right?
You know, if you're lucky, it ruptures and doesn't just get like pushed. The blood just gets pushed up, but your blood pressure would go up probably. Mm-hmm. You know, not just like in the way that like we just treat with pills, but I mean, your body would kind of fill to bursting.
Right.
I feel like you could get pretty high up a one of those things before you died.
One of those things by which you mean a human body.
Yes. I forgot the name of the construction equipment for a second. Steamroller. Yeah,
a steamroller
can get fairly far up your lap. Yeah. Before you actually died.
I think that once it hit the abdominal, especially the chest cavity, said thoracic cavity, but I've been spending too much time with Trent. I mean, Derek, I'm sorry. No, like at that point, there's a lot more pressure in play, I think. Like, there's a lot more empty space.
Your heart Like, you know, like, well, yeah, you have organs up there. They're like, once it pops one of your lungs, which is what would happen.
Well, yeah. Like, and all you have to do is like get like just below the diaphragm. And then all of a sudden you go off like a party popper.
Yeah. It is just, what an excruciating way to die.
But here, like any cartoon, this is played for laughs. Like,
yes.
And so as you go through this, like they introduce, you know, you've got the zany characters, but like Nuts, so Nuts is just kind of like this dour guy. It's like, hey, I'm Dizzy. Like, basically he's like human SpongeBob. And then like, and I'm Nuts.
And like, Nuts is the one who's actually concerned about.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not really true. He's more concerned though.
Yeah. Nuts is the Richard Karn of the situation. He is the, name? Yeah. I don't think so. Dizzy. Exactly. Yeah. Why do I know his real name and not character name? Al Borland. Al, there we go. He's that. But like, it starts out with just like stuff happening to his possessions. But if you proceed through this in a linear fashion, then it just gets to grievous bodily harm up until like you hit him with a wrecking ball and inexplicably he becomes a smaller version of himself.
Yes.
And the game culminates with you with you demolishing a building while he's inside of it.
And he's done with it at that point. It should be noted that he's no longer along for the ride.
No.
Like, he's like, no, we're out of here. I'm leaving. And then they're like, oh, we set the charges in the building you're walking into. Yep. Like, you hit him with a wrecking ball and you never hit so hard in love. Like, it is just, it is incredible that he gets wrecked that way. I feel very bad for Nuts.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the Coffee Break crew, even though those idiots kind of deserve it.
Yeah.
Well, don't feel bad for Dizzy. Dizzy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, no, Dizzy's catchphrase is very aggressive. Like he's urging you on.
That's the teamwork I want you to see. Who is the lady though who kind of commands you to do these evil acts? I think is kind of hot.
Oh, Bertha? Like, Bertha, she's good.
Yeah, she's good now. There's just something about just like an angry construction lady. She kind of looks a little bit like the mom in Terminator 2. And like I'm just like, yeah, man, like work that jackhammer.
Yeah,
just, you know,
pump it.
Yeah. Yeah, just pump it. Like, check out this Dizzy and these Nuts. I start calling my whole front area Dizzy and Nuts.
Yeah, your whole rig out.
Yeah. the entire humble bundle. Like,
humble bundle. If you're not gonna use that, I am. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'd take this humble indie bundle and turn it into the humble in me bundle.
All right, you got me to laugh so hard into an oven myth that I but no, Bertha. So in the triumvirate, she is the ego, right?
Yeah.
She is very much just kind of like representing the agency of the character, right? Of the player, the kid on site. Dizzy is very, very definitely the id.
Yeah. Yes.
And Nuts is the beleaguered superego. However, I also believe that Nuts, like, this is a punishment for him. Specifically, this is a dark night of the soul, because eventually he starts questioning his vocation. Like, he has this whole litany of like previous passions that he otherwise would have pursued. It's like, oh man, if only I'd been a dancer.
Yeah. Yeah. I really want to see the spinoff where Nuts gets his, you know. Like, I want to see Nuts go back to school and try to become a puppeteer or whatever. And just at least just be free of this like albatross that is Dizzy.
Yeah.
Like these friendships, like you see these kind of friendships sometimes in real life where it's just like, oh man, one, you are just way better than this person. This person is just treating you like shit for no reason.
Yeah.
So describe what this game is. It is like a, if you've ever watched those VHS tape, those commercials for real life construction equipment for kids.
Lots and lots of trains.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, this is that, except you just get to do it. You have four different construction equipment things, and you go through them and you watch a little movie and you're tasked with something very simple. And you can just power up the device, turn it right or turn it left. To accomplish these tasks,
which is decreasing amounts of sense as you go along. Like, it feels like this whole thing was designed with the backhoe, but by the time you get to the bulldozer or the steamroller, I don't understand what left and right correspond to.
Yeah, it's not turning left or right.
No.
And then you can do the thing that it wants you to do, or you can do some kind of goofy prank either on Nuts or on the Coffee Break crew.
The Coffee Break crew, as you're saying, it has notes of chicory.
Yeah.
Very pretentious about their coffee.
Those guys are really something. They go along for the ride too. When you get to, I've just had it running on mute in the background. When we get to the bulldozer, they dress up as cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are way on board for all of this. Cool. Are the hidden scenes, are that just, are those the ones where like you do the bad thing?
No, definitely not. Like to me, that's all the gameplay. Like the actual thing that Nuts tells you to do, or that Bertha tells you to do, that's just kind of like what you do to end. Like that's the Omega Protocol. The hidden scenes is just something. So when you get to the wrecking ball, a one-off gag in like the intro where Dizzy's saying, "Think of it like bowling." Well, actually, he has some bowling pins set up, and that is like the only like genuine gameplay that happens in this. Like, there's a timing game where you have to press the button as the wrecking ball is like right in front of the center pin, mm-hmm. And then you have to bowl like 9 strikes in a row. However, what happens is Dizzy introduces his new friend Fruit Man. Who is
okay? I saw Fruit Man.
Yeah, Fruit Man makes fleeting appearances in the different vignettes, but no, Fruit Man is there. Fruit Man is a Fruit Man is a watermelon with other pieces of fruit decorating and making it as though it is a head.
Yep, Fruit Man, source side of evil. So I know we need to balance those scales a little bit. I think we can put Dizzy and Fruit Man both on the sides of evil.
Do you think that it's like it's kind of like a possession kind of thing where Fruit Man is the real?
Well, if so, it's one of the greatest gameplay elements of all time, and I think that it should probably be elevated to the stance of genre.
So after 9 consecutive strikes, after the Coffee Gang crew celebrates Fruit Man, the steamroller rolls over Fruit Man and crushes him. So I think that like that is like the secret optional boss.
Is there revenge against Fruit Man?
Yeah. But like, unfortunately, like that's kind of like post game content. So the actual game, it doesn't like break the spell, the hold that Fruit Man has over Dizzy.
I thought that Fruit Man was going to be when Dizzy, the literally unending sequence of him smashing different fruits for juice.
Yep.
It's still like, it's one of the longest. Like, because the watching this on long play on YouTube, it just shows you the different permutations that everything's going to be. So it's like it's constantly like skipping back. Like, it shows you doing it one way, it shows you doing another way until you've exhausted all the ways, and then you move on to the next articulation point. This thing about different fruits you can smash, like, it's like we need to make this have some more choices, and we already blew our budget on stock footage for a building that's collapsing. What's an easy thing to crush with the construction equipment? Like, what's cheap?
We only have one day.
Yeah, like, exactly. This is so shot in a day. And it's fruit, and it just goes, watching the long play, it just goes back and forth over and over and over for different kinds of fruit, with like a terrible fucking thing with Dizzy explaining, like, how about some watermelon juice? That's refreshing.
You know, what a thirst quencher.
Yeah, nobody fucking drinks watermelon juice.
It sounds like a folk remedy for constipation.
Yeah, like, yeah, just rub some of this on your butthole and then you'll poop. Like, it is not a thing people drink, but it's just fruit after fruit after fruit. Like, it just keeps happening forever and ever.
Yeah.
I hate it so much.
Well, over the course of this, you roll over bananas, and then it, like, this was kind of funny. I was expecting,
hey, you can't juice a banana.
Right. There's no such thing as banana salad. There's no such thing as banana juice.
Yeah.
Like, come on. But no, like a banana just shoots out of the peel. You're making ice cream sundaes for the Coffee Gang crew.
Oh,
and the same one, you're also crushing up ice for their slushies.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have coffee slushies.
Yeah, what are you doing, Coffee Gang crew?
I don't want to make light of alcoholism, but like, I think that all these people are a little bit detached. I think that
girl drink drunk. They're watermelon daiquiris.
Yep.
Yeah, that fucking never ends. This is the worst part of this movie.
So as we're in the middle of it, though, like, I'm on board. The kids are on site, and Cole is on board.
Cole's on board.
Yep.
Can we talk just a brief second on when you actually make a decision in this? Like, the whole thing is seen through the way they cover up, like, just having a postage stamp of video is having this border that's the inside of a construction equipment thing that you're mm-hmm. supposed to be in. Whenever it shows you actually pull a lever, it is so fully like a bulky adult man's hand.
they put a big like glove on it to try and obscure the fact that the knuckles have hair on them.
Yeah, there was no kid on site at any point.
Yes.
This is very much, or if so, it was like a Master Blaster situation. It was somebody with a mind of a child. On site. Like, look out. Blaster Master's on site.
And it makes sense, too. Oh my gosh. I want the FMV game where I'm playing as Master Blaster.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Mm. Or like a co-op game where one person plays Master and like a Don't Talk and Nobody, or Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes.
Yes.
Style game where you, like, one person plays Master and the other person plays Blaster and has to like communicate commands through a language barrier.
Yeah, I like that. It's like a it's like a real-time interpersonal lifeline. Yeah.
That's a real cool idea. Mm. As far as GameFAQs Gold goes, this is one of the few legit, like, illegal activity is going on this GameFAQs.
Yeah, what the fuck is happening here, Gary? Because people are like it's nothing but topics asking for something like about the Hacked.
Like, yeah, like if you want access to Hacked.
And nobody, like, everybody plays it cool. Like, everybody's playing it off legit. They're fine. But, like, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Some people try to make jokes about it. There's, like, ask here if you want access to doo-doo butter. And it's like, okay.
I also watch Chappelle's Show.
Yeah, great job. But most of it's like, ask here if you want access to Hacked.
Yeah.
And the very first thing is just Fluffy Kid Joe just says NT. And then people just ask about getting access to Hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 12 pages of it.
Yeah.
Like, there's legitimately something illegal going on this website. Or was 8 years ago.
Right.
It's very strange. Because we joke about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's actually working. And then there's, I'm 5 years too late, but I want access to Hacked. And then a bunch of other people want access to Hacked.
Yes.
What's Hacked?
Although by the time this gets, okay, so the last one was made less than a week ago. Like, there was a bump. There's one guy, his name is It's Me Austin.
Okay.
Who keeps on bumping this. He has a YouTube URL in his signature. Oh, and it's okay. Vince McMahon appearing from underneath a cloak.
Oh, okay.
And he speaks into a microphone that says Raw, saying "It's me, Austin." So I guess that's where his name comes from. But yeah, like as recently as June the 7th, so about a week ago, at 2:47 a.m., this guy had written bump.
So weird
on here.
Somebody, everyone wants Hacked. The guy who plays nuts in this. Larry Grennan has a very, very sad filmography.
Oh, no.
Larry Grennan is an actor who's known for, the beginning says, Larry Grennan is an actor known for Kids on Sight, 1994, and Stewardess School, 1986. His two credits, 1986, Stewardess School, where he plays a character named Kent, which is a typical 80s pseudo-sex comedy kind of thing. Next credit, Kids on Sight, 1994, video game, plays nuts. No additional credits. So he's known for those two things. That's his acting career. 8 years apart.
Ooh.
One teenage chip freak movie and Kids on Sight.
Wait a
and
second
that's
here.
It.
What about Scott McLean? What's he got? Because Scott McLean feels like he has a little bit more tread on those tires.
I think
bit.
So too.
Yeah, he played Dizzy. Paul Rodriguez and Friends Comedy Rehab. Oh, he was a camera operator.
Okay.
I don't know why that's so funny.
It's because they just need, like, hey, do you want to try a chance to be in front of the camera?
Yeah. Jeb We're operator, this camera thing. Operator, camera operator, additional photography.
He was in Hitman.
What?
Yeah.
Hitman
Short, like a short called Hitman. He was a guy named, he was Russian.
Hmm. So Tom Zito, the executive producer of this, he pretty much petered out with Digital Pictures. However, he has an EP credit on a what appears to be like an indie comedy from 2008 called Happy Birthday, Harris Malden. The summary: okay. It's early July in Philadelphia. Childhood trauma has its hold on Harris Malden. He has no facial hair, so to compensate, he draws a mustache or beard on his face every morning, and he won't leave his neighborhood.
What the fuck? Like, forget the deep web.
Yeah.
We just found the Kids on Site web.
Yep. Like, meanwhile, Melvin is trying to break into TV commercials. Hair, honesty, growing up, and moving on challenge each character and each relationship. Gary, I thought Eugene Levy was in this, but no, it's Eric M. Levy.
Oh, okay, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I know you did Gooby, Eugene Levy, but yeah. How far yeah, are you falling?
Not this. Not this.
Oh boy, do you want some quotes from this?
Boy, do I. Yeah.
So there's just one quote, Susan, tickle monster. And then Paul Levine says, tickle monster? What about blowjob monster?
Jeez. I don't want a blowjob monster. I don't want. I like blowjobs. I don't want a blowjob monster. That sounds terrifying. It sounds like Gooby.
Sounds like, hey, I'm Gooby. I'm voiced by Hagrid and I'm a blowjob monster.
Yeah, no, thank you. What do I do to banish you, foul monster? What eyes do I need to bury under my doorstep so that you can never give me a Ghostbusters nocturnal emission, man? I don't need this shit.
Let's see here. Trivia. One scene in the film had to be reshot almost 10 months after Happy Birthday, Harris Melden wrapped production due to an unfortunate desktop cleanup accident. Sweaty Robot chooses to keep the actual scene a secret as it blends seamlessly. So
Sweaty Robot?
I don't know who Sweaty Robot is. Is that the director?
Sweaty Robot's on the side of evil, too. I know it's not from a game. But I'm recruiting Sweaty Evil to join Fruit Man in the side of her malice. Sweaty Robot. No.
Sweaty Robot. It is a tight 80 minutes long. Tagline, Jesus. Harris Malden has a secret. He fakes his facial hair.
Who cares? It's not a movie premise.
Do you want to hear some of the tags, some of the keywords? Yeah. Mustache, yeah. Birthday, fake mustache, character name, and the title.
Sweaty Robot's not a tag.
No.
Because I would explore that tag.
But Sweaty is. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's special.
Man. So, yeah, Tom Zito. There you go.
None of the coffee break gang have any other credits.
No, I think that they...
Well, that's not true. A couple of them made it. A couple extras things, but not very many of them.
I mean, do you think that, well, they have too many lines for this, but like if they just like rolled up to a site and said, hey guys, do you want to be in a thing,
like an itinerant worker?
Yeah, or just like,
this like they do for real construction jobs.
no just like if they were already like just posted up at that site working and they're like, well, we're gonna disrupt disrupt your work site for a couple days, do you guys want to drink some coffee and just be goofballs?
Yeah. Do you want to actually just get paid your normal construction wages for this? It'll be easier, I promise.
Yes.
However, you do have to like ride in one of these cranes. Oh, you mean that thing they told us not to do during all of our training because it's the way that arms get broke?
It's the way that people get dropped into holes full of rebar, Gary.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of rebar. If I see, I think it's because of movies, but like if I see rebar just in the world, I think, oh, somebody's going to be impaled on that, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're going to be Tetsuo the Iron Man.
That's what rebar is for.
It's going to suck. Because
rebar is.
Yeah. Gary, I like this. This is I was playing this and I was laughing out loud. Like, I'm not going to put this on like Angel Quiz because like Angel Quiz has a whole ideology behind it, but like I'm down. I was laughing at this so hard.
If I was playing it,
yeah,
I would have liked it a lot more because I wouldn't have had to have seen every scene reshot 1,000 times.
Yes,
slightly different perspectives. Like if there was just my version of this that was a 20-minute little movie, then I would be into it, as opposed to like the, you know, 45-minute long slog that was like seeing every part of it. It's like just the part when you come back from commercial on a reality show.
Oh, yeah.
Where it shows you just the part that happened right before commercial. Yeah. It's like that, watching this.
Yeah.
Watching him crush a bunch of bananas and a bunch of, you know.
Yeah. But I definitely think like Dizzy, it's we need to figure out if Dizzy, the way he is just a result of Fruit Man.
Yeah. Fruit Man would have an intense effect on any one of us, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
He's impacted my life.
Yeah.
So thank you. Who suggested this? Who is this?
This was Niall.
Niall, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for.
I had no idea this was a thing.
Neither did I.
Happy about that, at least.
Yeah.
It was painless. I like it too. I think it is funny and weird, but it is also just like desperately unsafe and irresponsible.
Again, Exhibit A in some kind of like insurance case.
100%. Like, and still could be like a resurgence of this if all those people get unhacked. Like, this could be Exhibit A in a different way. Like,
they're going to Internet of Things, some kind of construction site.
Yeah,
just start kids unsighting it.
Yeah, what do those kids get on site?
Kids on website.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it. If you have games to suggest, you can go to duckfeed.tv/contact.
Mm-hmm.
Send them to us. Games that get suggested more than once are likely to be chosen for a poll, which is good. If you want to support the show and like it and want to listen to new more episodes of it, the easiest way to do that is go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and give us a couple bucks a month. $2 gets you into our Slack channel. $6 gets you access to an additional episode of this per month.
Mm-hmm.
And the rewards just go up from there.
Yeah. And so people doing that makes it possible for us to do cool new shows like Monster in My Podcast, which is still just a joy to make.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we really, really do appreciate all mm-hmm. of the help you've given and continue to give.
Yeah.
If you don't have money for that, we understand. Times are tight everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can also leave us a rating or review on iTunes. That's very helpful. And you can also give us a shout out on Twitter or recommend us to your friends. Things like that are all helpful.
Yeah. So if you played Kids on Sight, let us know if you're still alive.
Yes.
Like when you were little, like especially if you're still working, like if you played Kids on Sight when you were little and you're currently in construction, I would really worry about some kind of Manchurian Candidate situation.
Like you grew up to be into construction because of the things you learned from Kids on Sight.
Did you ever like, were you a construction toy kid?
Not really.
No, neither was I.
Yeah. I mean, I understood.
Oh, I definitely had them.
Yeah. Everybody had them. Like everybody has that yellow Tonka truck.
Yes.
Like when you're born with it, it's very hard on the mothers. Like,
I don't know where they get the polymers to like formulate that, but I don't know. Motherhood's a miracle.
It is. Yeah. I don't want to underestimate. I had all that stuff, but it was never like, man, do I want like a blue collar job? Like, I think at some point I just became aware that like, it wasn't a job, and not to disparage people who do this. Like,
no,
if you're into it, it's great. And it's good money and it's a wonderful job. I'm glad there are construction workers. Mm-hmm. It just wouldn't be for me. Like I would get eaten alive.
Oh yeah.
There. Fruit Man would take me. So.
Oh man, they dug too deep and they found a Fruit Man.
In the
it took over the whole site. Watching,
yeah, it's like the thing too. Fruit Man Chronicles. I've been watching on mute the entire time we've been recording and they just ran over Nuts. God, is that grisly.
Nuts is dead.
Yep.
That's, I just want to see. I hung around after the credits because I was hoping that the post-credit scene was going to be Nuts' funeral. Yep.
Yeah. And when you have to show any individual people, like, don't need to underline it or anything.
Yeah.
Just to have the Bertha like be like, hey, I'm glad you're here. We've already started. Come on inside.
No, you and have to dig Nuts' grave. You have to dig Nuts' grave with the backhoe.
Or like you have to tap X to pallbear him.
you just bulldoze his casket and bolt.
That's really what it is. Is they would tell you all these respectful things to do, and then you would just be like, you know, dumping a bunch of pineapples on his open grave and like fucking Slappy or whatever. That's what I like. That he loved pina coladas. No, that was you.
the coffee break crew gives a 21 latte salute.
Yeah, there's shitty funeral coffee.
is funeral coffee known for being bad?
I think funeral coffee is generally pretty bad. Like, it's like church coffee.
It's like it's institutional coffee.
I love the idea of it going to that funeral, and then the two people encouraging you to be a shithead during this whole thing
mm-hmm.
are now very serious about it. Like, you know, and they're just like, listen, we really just need you to put the dirt on his grave. Like, he needs to rest. He deserves that after everything we've done. And then like, you just go and you knock over a bunch of other tombstones and like dump the priest inside the grave. And they're like, what are you doing?
Philip Nelson, like, or Nuts as he liked to be called.
His son is here. like, his family, like his sister flew out from Utah.
Wait, Cashew flew out?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah, they're all here. Why are you keep doing this? And then it just like, you just knock the coffee crew into his grave, and you know, you use the crane to rip off Nuts' boxers and show his necrotized penis to his mom. And they're just like, you have to stop. Why did we put you on site?
We didn't. I mean, like in this case, like the kid is Damien and we're Satan. By controlling it, like that's obviously what's going on.
Pretty good.
Who is Fruit Man?
Who is Fruit Man?